You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And the Auckland-Cuba Friendship Society is hosting an event this evening to mark the 60th anniversary and is hosting Mr. Valdez Lopez for a Q&A discussion. I spoke to a member of the society, Ana Lucia, about the event and the significance of the vote at the UN and anniversary on members of the society and Cubans in Aotearoa. I started by asking about the history of the Cuba Friendship Society.
The Cuba Friendship Society's been around in New Zealand since the late 1960s, from memory. I obviously wasn't involved at that point, but basically it was people who were inspired by the example of the Cuban Revolution who came together to do whatever they could to both support the revolutionary process in Cuba, but also, more importantly, to get the truth out about what was happening in Cuba around the world, because Cuba was sort of faced with an economic embargo and an information campaign from Washington that was unrelenting, and it was important for other sources to try and get word out about what the situation really is in Cuba.
Could you explain for listeners the event that you're holding this evening?
On November the 2nd and 3rd, the United Nations is having a vote on the US economic embargo. This is an embargo that's been in place for more than 60 years. And an overwhelming majority of members of the General Assembly vote against the embargo and have done so more than, I think it's 29 times. This evening we're taking advantage of the fact that it's the 60th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis, which has been a lot of discussion about recently as the last time that the world came to nuclear brinkmanship. But what happened in 1962 was that the Soviet Union decided to put MIF in Cuba, and the United States basically was threatening to invade Cuba as a result of that. The Cubans had agreed to this, not primarily in terms of the need for self-defence, but as part of an act of solidarity with forces around the world who were facing aggression from Washington at the time. The standoff was actually that Kennedy decided to back down once he actually appreciated the actual cost of an invasion of Cuba would be. Kennedy's own advisors told him that within a few days there'd be tens of thousands of casualties as a result of an invasion, not because of the missiles, but because of the preparedness of the Cuban people to defend themselves. And that was shown just a year earlier when the US did try to invade using proxy forces and were defeated at what was known as the Bay of Pigs invasion. The Cuban people mobilized in defense of the revolution and defeated that invasion. The fact is that for more than 60 years, Washington has maintained a brutal embargo that's cost the Cuban people hugely, but the Cuban people are determined to defend their sovereignty and make their own choices about the kind of political and economic system that they have in their country, without sort of being dictated to by the sort of capitalist forces in Washington, who had always thought that Cuba was their playground up until then.
So for this evening, do you mind sharing maybe some of the questions you have planned for the ambassador? What will the discussion in general be about?
So we'll be discussing both the current cost of the ongoing embargo and the impact that's having on Cuba, as well as, you know, what the real history of the Cuban experience was around the missile crisis. There's a lot of discussion in the media about what happened in Washington and in Moscow, but very little about the Cuban experience and both their view of the way they were treated by either the Soviet Union or Washington. So that will be very much a part of the discussion. I actually happen to know that there will be veterans from Cuba of the missile crisis experience who'll give a bit of their first-hand account of how they were prepared to defend the revolution at that time. And more importantly, is sort of the import, you know, what the ambassador sees is the need to sort of end the embargo today, how we can help advance that effort. the New Zealand government has regularly voted against Washington in the imposition of the embargo. But despite that, many New Zealand businesses and companies maintain, sort of abide by the embargo because they have US parent companies. So, for example, the ANZ will not provide any banking services to anyone who is from Cuba, has a Cuban passport, or even though this is not New Zealand regulations, but they abide by it because they're afraid of US Treasury placing fines on them for breaching the US embargo.
And what are the details of the event this evening for people who might be interested in attending?
So we'll be meeting at 6 p.m. At the Unite offices, which is in 6A Western Springs Road in Kingsland.
That was me speaking to Anna Lucia from the Auckland Cuba Friendship Society about their event this evening to mark the 60th anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis and discuss US sanctions against Cuba with the Cuban ambassador to New Zealand, Edgardo Valdez Lopez.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.